Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host Lily Mensah-Yabar, and joining me on the sofa today is Juliana Topalsley. She's an award-winning businesswoman. Welcome Juliana, and thanks for stopping by for a spot of tea with me. How are you?
Hello Lily, I'm very nicely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Great. Now let's hear a little bit about the brand named Juliana Topalsley. Juliana's skills and experience include delivering startup and business development courses, schemes and employability services. She's taught at the South Bank University and University of West London. She also has extensive experience working in the private sector and has supported over 200 startups in London using her experience in social enterprise, raising finance for startups and business strategy development. Juliana holds a master's degree in management and business studies research from the Kingston University Business School. She's also SFEDI qualified. For those of us who might not know what SFEDI stands for, it's the Social Enterprise Trainer and Enterprise Mentor. She's a fellow of the International Entrepreneurship Educators Program. And Juliana is also, apart from everything else, a pearly startup champion, as well as the director of a family-friendly business center called My Outspace. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. Now, you've been, Juliana, thanks again. You've been in academia and taught at various universities in the southeast of England, predominantly. Could you tell us about your journey from academia to business?
Because it started as a part of the family business back home. Okay. So my father in the Navy initially, and then he changed his career. He retired at 35 and he was looking at different ways to keep himself busy. Okay. That's how the family business been set up, which I've been a real part of it from I was the age of 13, 14.
Okay.
School. So that was my first introduction to enterprise. When I came to the UK, I was quite fascinated by all the great opportunities available to students and anyone else who wants to start a business. So as a student, I was involved in extracurricular activities. It's been sort of going from as a student who thinking of starting a business, who wants to develop something, to contributing to other student community, and then engaging academics, external businesses and students to create new ways of support.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that sounds really, it's fascinating actually, because being an academic and translating that to business can often be quite a tough learning curve. But okay. You seem to have done it really well. Now, Juliana, your daughter Jessica is now 3 years old, and you know, I've met her. She's got a really, really cute smile, but I believe you had some challenges that most women face but don't talk about openly when you had her. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that condition is and perhaps the causes and the symptoms of that particular condition?
Working for our organization, of course, it's quite challenging the same way as opening your business. So when Jessica was born, I found that very different, sort of being in different space, very challenging space where you not really intellectually engaged and you're a full-time mom really. And at that time, I mean, my husband been very supportive, he from the Bahamas, so his family is far away. My family is from Russia, which is also far away. So we didn't really get any support. So I found myself with really severe postnatal depression. Okay. Which I didn't know at that time what that is. I just wasn't comfortable. I was really low and I didn't really feel like doing anything or sort of being satisfied with anything. So when I saw the medical representatives, they said, you do have a postnatal depression and we advise you to take medications. So that would be like, whoa. I'm not really keen on taking medications. When I went through all the side effects of those particular medications, I was really, gosh, I don't even know what the right word. I was really scared, actually, because I could not believe of how much can happen to you when you actually take medications. And there is no guarantee it's going to help you. So I was trying to find different ways of get out of that condition. And there are two things which really helped me, and I would say almost an equal amount, because the unfortunately medical representatives didn't have sufficient time to spend with you or support you. So even those people who have kindly come to my house and talking to me, I didn't find it too helpful. They basically find you like a buddy, a person who went through the same condition, and you meet once a month and you talk about different things. You sort of trying to find the common grounds and help each other. Yeah. And funny enough, what happened in that sort of situation, that the lady who was meeting was kind of has kindly agreed to meet with me. She was starting a business, running parties for the children. So okay. I became her mentor to run a business, where she became my mentor to support me to get out of the condition.
So what I'm hearing is that you had when you had Jessica, you had postnatal depression. You didn't get the support that you perhaps felt that you should have been given. But then you found a mentor and you swapped experiences, i.e. she wanted to set up a business and you helped her do that. And she also helped you to get out of the depression, which was to engage yourself in more things that actually stimulate your thinking, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I'm not saying luckily or unluckily. But it's good to know that those sort of things are available for women at, you know, a very, very desperate time in their lives. And we often think that we just have to get on with it. But it's good to ask for help, and I'm glad you found the help that you needed at that time.
I was sort of feeling, well, why not myself? What's going on? I never even heard about it before. So, yeah, it was even more difficult to find myself in something which I wasn't aware of at all.
Yeah, that's true. I think we just don't talk about it. We just assume that, and therefore there isn't even the dialogue, i.e. postnatal depression. It happens for a couple of weeks, you get on with it, and that's it. I couldn't see myself. I recently, there was a woman that, you know, I'm sure you'd have heard in the news, you know, just taking her child out of the hospital just because she was not. She had a problem before, which was, you know, she wasn't supported enough. It's sad for everybody, but it's a real shame that it had to come to that. So you're the Pearly local startup champion, Startup Britain champion, and the Croydon Business Award winner, amongst many things that you've done. How does that make you feel?
It is very rewarding. I mean, with the first award we won was the Croydon Business Awards last year, 2013, and it was for commitment to the community. And the most rewarding part of it, that's actually the award title, commitment to the community, because we've done so much work around the community supporting women. And it's good to sort of have a stamp or some sort of a, you know, people actually understand what you achieved, which is brilliant. Yes. It was absolutely amazing for us to win it.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. Now, Juliana, you're a successful businesswoman with many, as I mentioned, many accolades to your name, inspiring others to set up their own enterprises. Surely it doesn't happen in a vacuum. What keeps you motivated and keeps you going?
Several things. Of course, our customers, because when you see somebody who's coming and barely can communicate their ideas, but you see that sparkle, that they want to do something, they really want to stand on their own feet. Yes. When you help them and when they actually succeed, it's an amazing feeling. Absolutely amazing. But also, my family has been very supportive. My husband and actually my daughter has had a difficult divorce, but she drives me forward. She sort of reminds me that I've got to do something. Yeah. So seeing customers growing and seeing sort of as a family growing as a business, it's two best things really
imagine you're a 16-year-old school leaver sitting in front of a careers officer. What would you have said to that person you wanted to be when you grew up?
I would say I wanted to be a lawyer.
Okay. And why that?
I always was fascinated by always trying sort of like to research, investigate things, reasoning things. So I always saw myself, you know, sort of standing for a good cause and, you know, for all the legal things that you can support the community. But unfortunately, my parents didn't share the same vision.
Why do you think that was?
They saw legal stuff and being a lawyer, it's more of a criminal world.
I think, you know, you probably, it will be a foolish man who would try it, or foolish person who would try to take you down as a human being in terms of criminals, that is. So I'm surprised that that's what they thought. That it wasn't for their little girl, I guess.
But I think it's also from the backgrounds to becoming. Russia is obviously quite a different country, and some of the criminality cases are quite extreme. So I think what had been happening in Russia at that time, and sort of their understanding, maybe perception of being a lawyer, they were very much against it.
Okay, all right. So you wanted to be a lawyer. That's interesting and quite fascinating. Before we go forward, let's read. I'm going to read out one testimonial, if that's okay, from Anthony Francis, co-founder and CEO of Compass Board. He says, "Iliana is a great advocate of student entrepreneurship. Whilst working on South Bank Entrepreneurs, she provided me with the tools and support to lead the organization to success. She has invaluable experience and knowledge when it comes to stimulating enterprise in the further and higher education sector. She's an excellent event organizer and a great mentor." Wow. So you help this person, and I can already see that person feeling energized about, you know, taking the idea from an idea into a proper business and making it a success, you know, three stages. That's fantastic. Well done.
Thank you, Lily.
You're welcome. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with social entrepreneur Iliana Topalsley. She's also the managing director of My Outspace Business Center in Croydon, where a family-friendly environment awaits all its clients and visitors. The ethos of the center is the unique workspace for you and your family. Now, Iliana, let's talk properly about My Outspace, which is a very exciting concept, which launched recently in Croydon. It's certainly a first of its kind, and it's more than a working space. You help support businesses to achieve their business goals by making thoughtful connections, offering business advice, and providing training opportunities, including but not limited to the following: business address, so you can get a business address. You can have a workspace. If your laptop is broken or you don't have Wi-Fi, you can come into the space. You provide business mentoring and training, networking opportunities. Could you tell us some more about how this came to be and why?
Yeah, sure. When I started the business, and especially becoming a mom recently at that time, I started meeting a lot of women, mothers. Very, very talented mothers, great ideas, lots of them craft ideas, very creative. But they all sort of see themselves as doing a small hobby, and they aspire to something much higher, doing a business, but they don't really know what it means.
Okay.
So suddenly I met this quite a substantial group, particularly in Croydon, working with children's centres, another organisation, that there is a huge demand to work with mothers to not only build their self-confidence, because sometimes it's just about your self-confidence,
okay,
but also providing quite tailored support. And it's not just a training session, it's a lot of one-to-one sort of talk through the cases and their business ideas on a one-to-one basis. And of course, in a family-friendly environment. So that's been going quite well. But we came to the point when we realized, hold on a second, we are doing well. We are providing the support, but we struggle with bringing them creating community in one place. So there is one place where they can come and actually get all the moments, all that support together. So, but you would not believe that it took us almost 18 months to find a commercial property. Yes. So my house space been on the books for a while, but actually getting the right space and getting honest landlord within the commercial property space is a huge challenge.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Maybe in some ways commercial property landlords have a bit much more power than residential landlords.
Oh, really?
I mean, even if you see so many empty premises around, it's very hard to get them.
Ah, how frustrating. So my Alspace Centre, this place, you wear many hats on a daily basis, and this could include being a fabulous social entrepreneur that you are. You're teaching people, you're mentoring, you're giving people business advice. And on top of that, you're also the managing director of your own business. Which one, if any, would you say is by far the thing that you love doing, i.e. your favorite career pastime?
I think running
the business, or is it the mentoring, or is it the social?
The mentoring is definitely a big part of it. I mean, I love working with people one-to-one, even though I do a lot of training and group work. One-to-one is unique sort of for me, I think. Because you can really dig deeper into issues, you can really facilitate the process of the person in finding the right solutions for that particular business, for that particular person with very specific circumstances, and see them grow. So mentoring is definitely a big part of the satisfaction.
Okay. So let's look at a scenario where I'm putting myself in this space. I'm thinking about starting my own business because going back to work after having a baby is not working well for me. You know, you have long hours commuting, you're absolutely exhausted, you know, including the guilt, etc., that comes with it. So you're feeling, I'm feeling inadequate at home and at work. And I want to set up my business selling my expertise that I used to offer for a salary, for instance. And let's say it's marketing and social media support, because, you know, frankly, that's probably all I know. What would you do with somebody like me?
We will welcome you as Open Arms in our centre, because that will be you'll be an ideal person to support for us. First of all, most of our clients, they're starting with a little part-time commitment, so they can spend time with the family, develop their business, think about it, and also try out the facilities. So because it's very flexible the way you can use it, you can come for a day, you can come in for an hour, for a week, there is no contract, there's no things you sign up for, you know, for 6 or 12 months.
Okay.
So we run, for example, once a month, we run networking events, but they're very unique. They're not only family friendly and the only place for family friendly networking. Also follow up with the drop-in session with experts. So we have at least 5 people. You can go directly and speak at least up to half an hour with each of them on a one-to-one basis around things like business advice, setting up the business itself, getting a business online, raising the finance, looking at the legal side, and even speaking to accountants. So all those little things which people don't think about in the first instance or a bit scared to ask. And of course, some people starting a business thinking, oh, I need to have an office, I need to have a computer, I don't have a printing facility because they've been working in an office for someone else. Again, the Outspace has that facility. So it's sort of a one-stop starting point for anyone in business.
Okay, that's great. Ileana, I'm going to read a second testimonial here from the Bev Julian, who's the Pro Vice Chancellor of the South Bank University, the London South Bank University. And she says, Ileana is totally committed to fostering student enterprise and has worked very effectively with students, staff and externals to develop a thriving community at the London South Bank University. She is a pleasure to work with. Wow, that's really good. So what's the profile of your typical client? For instance, are they all women or are they all professional people? What sort of lifestyle would you say, the profile of somebody who might come to you?
Sure. They are mainly women, mothers, but we don't close the doors to men fathers because family friendly involves women and men. And we
Okay.
have several dads who come in to use the space for a few hours a week, and that's absolutely fine. But they understand that the space is different. It's not a formal environment when you have to be suited and booted and be sort of speaking different language. It's very relaxing. It's like a home.
Mm.
You, but it's a home which allows you to do some work on your business. That's important. So, yeah, most of the clients are women. Most of them are mothers. They are thinking of starting a business or in a very early stage of development of their business, usually up to about 3 to 4 years of the running a business,
Okay.
where they're still growing in early stages. They cannot afford an office space, permanent office space. Penciling costly, constant monthly fees and sign for the contracts. But they have sufficient, some small income and some sort of financial stability to find the space to use to meet the clients, to take a few hours a week to concentrate on their business. And
Okay.
most of them do have children and they do bring their children.
Okay. So, the space which I have been to so they can come to the space itself and use the creche facilities there as well. Is that how it works?
Yeah, currently there is a play area, and what we do very often with events and training, we invite people to run the special workshops for children. So children are occupied while mothers can learn and do some work.
This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with social entrepreneur Juliana Tapalsley. She's also the managing director of My Outspace Business Centre in Croydon, where a family-friendly environment awaits all its clients and visitors. The ethos of the centre is the unique workspace for you and your family. So, in wrapping up, Juliana, you're definitely an inspirational and an exceptional woman with a lot to give others. How do you top up? Because, as they say, the more you give, the more you deplete your own resources, and you have to have a regular top up so you can serve the people that depend on you a lot better. What's your top up strategy in terms of learning and development?
Well, I'm currently doing PhD, so I've
Oh.
always, yeah, so I'm always trying to develop professionally and make sure that I engage in knowledge and changing in knowledge. Supporting business on a one-to-one basis, it means that you have to have that street knowledge, real stuff which is happening. So I'm constantly reading, researching, present at the conferences, network to make sure that knowledge is up to date. But also charging means professionally, but also personally. So I do try to escape to the gym and have a swim and do a bit of exercise. And most importantly, spend time with my family. Because if you haven't got a strong bond from hard way of working coming back home, then it's really, really hard. So trying to balance things out, and that's what's important.
Okay, so let's circle back slightly. So tell us about your PhD and what it's all about.
Sure. I'm just finishing my first year PhD on in graduate entrepreneurship at the University of West London. The topic is around sort of researching an economic impact of all those international students coming to the UK, studying business management related degrees, going back home and opening their businesses. So how UK education system exchange that knowledge and help them to start a business somewhere else.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah,
interesting. And
it is.
so very soon I'll have to call you Dr. Juliana. I'm sure it'll be very, very soon, and I wish you a lot of success in that. Now, it can't all be work, 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 and you did mention that, family support and but what's your guilty pleasure in terms of things that you do to relax?
I love going swimming. I used to be a professional swimmer, and swimming really relaxes you. Even well, some people.
Now I know where the strength of character comes from. A professional swimmer, and you kept that so quiet. At what level did you reach?
I reached the master's level, so my stroke was breaststroke. I've been competing in 100 and 200 meters, mainly in Russia and sort of Eastern Europe countries, once in Germany. So it wasn't, I had to stop at about, how old I was, about 15, 16. But it's mainly, again, because my parents decided that I shouldn't be a professional person in sports. I should be a knowledgeable person in life. So studying is more important. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're the frustrated swimmer who wanted to be a lawyer. And now we all get the benefit of what your parents wanted you to be. You know, it's all a win-win. It's all a win-win. Most of us support charities often for personal reasons. Which charities do you support and why?
I've supported cancer research for quite a while, and recently I've been introduced through Jagged Crown Soul 1230 to Overcome.
Okay, yes.
And I think they have a very unique angle to cancer, and you know, it's amazing what they do, and so many women, especially younger women, should know what things can happen to them. So anything around cancer is really something that I support, but there's no one or two, so several.
That's great, thank you for that. Now, how can our listeners connect with you if they want further information to help their with their entrepreneurial and professional dreams?
The website is www.myoutspace as a one word, .co.uk.
Okay.
Or they can give us a call on 0203 603 1140.
Now, finally, are there any more tips or suggestions for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I think the biggest tips are, don't think about it, try to make some actions, because a lot of us are thinking and not actually making the first step. The second thing, I always say, there is no right time to have a baby, there is no right time to start a business. So if you think there will be a right time sometimes next year, maybe in the summer, don't think that way. Think, where are your customers? Why something is not happening? Can you contribute to it? Can you resolve a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Enough and sufficient enough to make it sustainable, go for it, try it out.
Okay, and that seems like very good. Just go for it, because if you wait too much, you might lose an opportunity, or you know. But I like the idea, there's never a right time to have a baby, and the same way, there's never a right time to start a business. I love it. So, Juliana, what an amazing and inspiring journey you've had. And I'm glad that the unique offering of business support around one's family is now being taken very seriously. And I wish you enormous success with this venture. I do hope you'll come back and join me on the sofa again and give us an update on my Outspace Centre and how wildly successful it has been. Listeners, if you have any questions for Juliana, send her an email at juliana@myoutspace.co.uk, or you can email me at lilybar@gmail.com, and I will be happy to pass it on. Please tune in again for the next episode of Tea with Lily, where my guest, I think, and I haven't asked her, is likely to be V. Roberts, the of You Inspire Your Biz fame. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yabar, and until next time, keep smiling and always walk good.